Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Reuben Frank joins us down in Philadelphia. Reuben, how are you?
Doing well. Looking forward to the nice bye week here.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll split this in two because the city must be going just... This has to be one of the most joyous times of the city right now, isn't it? Between what the Phillies have done and the Eagles?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You know, nothing like sports to really bring a city together. And the whole city's kind of euphoric right now with everything going on. You know, the Sixers are about to start. The Flyers won a couple games. So it's an exciting time. You don't get this very often.
So let's talk about the Eagles part of it. That was the game that was last night. Rube, that looked to be about as flawless a first half as I can think. You've watched them all season. How was it on your scale?
Yeah, it looked like they were going to blow them out. And after that first quarter, I mean, they really didn't do anything wrong. It was surprising to see them move the ball so easily against that Dallas defense, which is, I mean, one of the best defenses in the league. So it was. And, you know, Dallas made some adjustments, then the Eagles adjusted back and won the game. But it was look, you're not gonna beat a team like the Cowboys 40-6. So you knew it wasn't gonna be that easy. But they certainly jumped on them, and that was big. And Dallas made it close, but never got over the hump, which was huge.
No, never did. And I thought that drive to really put it away that got them to 26, and that showed me a lot at that point because, you know, you've lost the momentum even though you're at home, and they were able to recapture that. What did that tell you? You try to learn certain things in certain moments. What did you learn about them there?
Well, honestly, I mean, they've been doing that all year. You know, I think it was the fourth time they've had a long fourth quarter ball control possession to kind of regain momentum, regain control of a game, and they can really lean on that running game. I think 10 of those 13 plays on that drive last night were running plays, and you know, then the last two were pass plays to get in the end zone. So I thought it was really a brilliant drive, and you know, you feel like, and you know, people talk about how few points they've scored overall in the second half, but you look at it, they haven't had that many possessions, because when you have but like a 14-play, 9-minute drive, and then there was a 13-play, 10-minute drive. They had a 17-play, fourth-quarter drive. So you're not going to score as many points, but you're in a different part of the game where time is just as important as points. You know, if you can, you know, last week they ran down from 10.5 minutes to 1.5 minutes in Arizona with a drive with a field goal drive at the end of the game. So sometimes you want to strike quick, run, hurry up, and get as many points as you can as quickly as you can. But there's a point in the game where we just want to run clock and get this game over with, and I think they've shown that they're really good at that.
He went for two, though, up 26-17, and by not making it, it actually, in a roundabout way, brought losing into the equation. What was his explanation on that?
You know, if they lost the game, I'm sure he would have been asked that, but it didn't come up after the game. It didn't come up today. I don't know. It probably wasn't the right move at that point, but I'm sure he's got a reason. You know, they had the penalty, so they were a little closer.
Yeah.
I guess he'd, you know, they are pretty unstoppable in third and one, fourth and one. So I guess he just thought they could pop it in there. But as it turned out, it didn't hurt him.
When's the first time you saw that quarterback sneak style where everybody ducks in like that?
Yeah, it's something, and he's 13 out of 15. Jalen is on third and one, fourth and one this year, and you look at his legs, and he's just so powerful. And he gets low; they all get low, and I don't know how you stop that. Now, because with that O line, that interior of the O line with Kelce and those guards, I mean, they're going to get penetration, and Jalen's going to keep his legs moving, and I mean, it's really unstoppable, and it gives Nick a lot of flexibility on those fourth and shorts. Even in when they're in their own territory, he'll go for it on the 38, the 42. It's a little risky, but the analytics say, you know what, your best shot to win the game is if you're aggressive like that. And man, it's, you hold your breath, but they convert them every time.
But you know what? It's interesting about that, Rube, is that you always teach everybody the line, get low. It really is remarkable to watch a sideline shot of all of them getting low like that, including Hurts. I think it's a remarkable look.
Yeah, it's something they work. They really work on, because it's a big part of their game. I mean, I think it's a play that I think until recently, you know, you just kind of lined up and you know went for it. But I think they've really tried to analyze what makes them effective, what makes you dangerous down in those situations, and really really work hard on the technique of you know making that play.
As much as we're talking offense, they had three picks in last night's game. You know, teams will win championships on days where they really need their defense. When you look at the Eagles' defense from Jonathan Gannon, what do you see?
Yeah, just what you said. I mean, their corners had 9 interceptions in 17 games last year, and they have 9 in 6 games this year.
Amazing.
It's incredible. They're plus 12 in turnover ratio. So they're just aggressive. They didn't have any sacks yesterday. I thought they pressured really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cooper Rush is a guy who hadn't thrown a pick all year. And they just, you know, they just made it really tough for him. He tried to rush some throws. And, you know, I think the one thing that kept Dallas in the game was that they didn't have to throw even when they got behind, because they were having some success running the ball. And that's kind of this defense's Achilles heel. They're not great against the run, so they got to clean that up. But their D-backs are so aggressive and such playmakers, and just haven't seen that around here in a long time. And, 3 picks. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had 2, and you know, in between, he missed 17 snaps with a hand injury, and we're thinking he might have broken his hand, and he comes back out, guts it out, not only plays well, but gets his hands under that ball on the second interception. It was a great play, and I'll tell you what, this defense, you know, they were last in the league in pass defense last year, and they're first this year. I don't know if that's ever happened. I could probably look it up. Probably take me all week. But it's remarkable how much they've changed as a secondary.
32-1 is a leap. So that's something else.
You can't do much better than that.
You can't do any better than that. I don't know if it was brought up. I didn't see Nick's press conference today, but I'm sure he was asked about the bye week. How does he want to approach it?
Yeah, you know, what he likes to do is, and you know, the players will be in for the next. Yeah, I think they're in today and tomorrow, and then they'll be off till next week. But the coaches each get an assignment and like a little project that they'll work on. They're going to look at the, you know, why they're not scoring as much in the second half. They're going to look at different. Like each coach gets an assignment to study one aspect of the way they played in the first 6 weeks. And you know, so they'll do a lot of self scouting, and you know, even at 6-0, there's certainly a lot to improve on. They haven't played a complete game yet. They haven't played a 60-minute build up a lead, pour it on, and you know, and blow a team out. You don't get a lot of those. You don't get a lot of those in the NFL. It's more of a college thing, but I think they're really interested in doing a lot of self scouting and figuring out how they can play even better the second half.
I know you had to move your schedule around to be with us. We are greatly appreciative of that, Rube. Thanks so much.
Oh, sure. Anytime. You got it.